Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
He is the driver of the number 88, finished ninth in Saturday's race in Richmond, and his fourth consecutive top 10 finish. We have Alex Bowman. Woo!
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you on the phone and talk. And it's the first time you've ever called into the show. We've had a lot of NASCAR drivers on, and you guys are coming to Las Vegas. How are you feeling about it? You're looking so good this season.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back there. Vegas has been a great racetrack for us in the past, and you know, we almost won there this spring. That last caution kind of bit us, but you know, a little bit of unfinished business. Hopefully we can get in victory lane. It's one of my favorite tracks we go to.
Are there any factors that come into play when you race in Las Vegas? Like in football, when they play in Denver, you have the elevation, or they play in Green Bay, it's the cold weather. Is heat a big factor for you guys when you come to town?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, that's probably the most underrated thing about what we do is just how hot it gets inside the race cars. With as hot as it will be there, it'll be probably 145 degrees, 150 degrees inside the race cars. And we're in there for 3.5 hours. So it's tough. You know, hydration is really critical everywhere we go, but especially when we get out in the hotter areas. But yeah, the heat is a key factor for us for sure.
Well, you're no stranger to racing here in Las Vegas. I know that back when you were doing dirt tracks, you had a pretty bad crash, right? And you were stuck here for a while.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Sorry.
Yeah, I crashed a midget pretty bad at the dirt track there. Spent like a week in the ICU there, so that wasn't much fun. I broke a bunch of ribs. Ooh. And my collarbones, and like punctured and collapsed my lung, and had all kinds of fun. So, you know, we're trying to not repeat that.
No, you got it out of the way. That's the way I look at it. Like, you got that out of the way. So now they put you back together, and you're like Superman now, right?
Yeah, I'll take it. Whatever you say, I'm good with that. That theory works good for me.
So you race, your car is a Chevy Camaro. Do you drive a Camaro? Is that your daily?
I don't. So I'm a big car guy, so I have way too many cars. So I have a couple Corvettes, but I can't leave anything alone. So nothing I have is stock. Like, I have to make it cooler and like customize it. So I have a Corvette that makes like 1,200 horsepower.
Oh my gosh!
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's what I drove today. It's a good one for sure.
Do you ever go on eBay and look to see how much your stuff is selling for?
Oh, no, I don't. The last time I was on eBay, I bought a truck, so I try to stay off eBay as much as possible.
Wait, like a mini truck or a truck that you add, you have in your car collection?
No, I bought a 1966 Chevrolet C10 on eBay. There might have been some liquid courage involved buying an old truck off eBay. But, you know, I woke up the next morning and I still owned it, so it's all good.
That is hilarious, number one. And number two, good for you that you could just charge that on your credit card.
Mercedes and I sometimes do it with Amazon. We order, like, Amazon Prime, and, like, some water shows up the next day. You order a truck and it shows up the next day. It's awesome, dude. I love it.
Yeah, for sure. It was something that I wanted and that I had been thinking about. But, you know, like, I wasn't going to pull the trigger, and I just fully sent it. So I guess that's part of life.
Hey, we are so excited to see you here in Vegas. Before we let you go, I want to do a little game with you. You've heard of the marry, kiss, and kill game before, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so this is the spotter, crew chief, and pit crew game. So tell me of these three names, who you'd put at spotter, who you'd put at crew chief, and who you'd put at pit crew, all right?
All right.
Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Kyle Busch.
So crew chief, we're going with Kyle Busch, because I feel like he is super smart on like what's in his race car. He's really plugged in mechanically to the cars and knows a lot about that side of it. Spotter, I'm going to go with Dale Jr. because he's like a professional talker. And like that guy, he does a really good job between his podcast and his TV stuff. He's good at all that. And pit crew, I'm going with Jimmy Johnson because he's the most athletic person in the garage.
Okay, how about Justin Bieber, Snoop Dogg, and Taylor Swift?
Oh, wow. Snoop Dogg's going to be my crew chief because he's calm, cool, and collected at all times. Taylor Swift's going to be my spotter, which might be a little weird. And I guess Justin Bieber is my pit crew, which I feel like that's going to go poorly. But
well, we can't wait to see you, Alex. Best of luck to you here in Las Vegas. We will be watching and rooting for you. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.